Hey, this is Jonathan. This is my overview of cyclopheron. You probably haven't heard about this one. This is a immune-boosting medicine and a notable interferon hack that has come on my radar in the course of my research into COVID-19 treatments. So I've got an enraging factoid for you. Get this. Gilead is the pharmaceutical giant that is manufacturing the drug remdesivir. You've probably heard of remdesivir. That guy Fauci is talking about it all the time. The media is talking about it all the time. It's in the news quite a bit surrounding the coronavirus. What are we going to do about it? And so Gilead received in the neighborhood of about $70 million taxpayer dollars to support the R&D of this drug. So the American taxpayers are, you know, they're taking money out of our pockets to support the R&D of this drug. And this drug is going to be on the market soon. And the per treatment cost, that's a 10-day treatment, is going to be between $2,000 and $4,460 for 10 days of this medicine that has been taxpayer supported. Amazing, right? As I learn more about Big Pharma, I wish more and more that hell was a real place, because there are people that really do deserve to go there when they are finished with the work that they've done in this world. Okay, so this is why I'm trying to shed the light on alternatives, on things like cyclopheron. And you're going to want to check out the article that is linked below this video, where I go a bit more in depth into it, because it's something that's been researched mostly in the Russosphere. And so I had to go and track down some studies out there, some of the clinical human trials that were done on it, and do some translations and that sort of thing. And so you're going to want to check out that article that's linked below this. It's a direct antiviral which blocks the reproduction of the viral infection. And to this effect, it's fast acting. Its treatment course is between several days to a week, so you'll know quickly if it's working for you. Here's the scientific evidence on this one. It has been widely studied since the turn of the millennia. There are 160 papers on it published on PubMed and 52 human clinical trials. So this is a substantial amount of scientific evidence for us to delve into. Perhaps most notably, it prevents and treats influenza. A multicenter Russian trial was done with over 500 influenza and acute respiratory tract viral infection patients. Cyclopheron treatment was highly effective. Those who received it had about a 10% occurrence of infection when compared with the control group that did not receive it. Several of the trials combined it with other drugs and therapies. For example, a 2012 trial totaling 238 patients with widespread forms of pulmonary tuberculosis noted an uptick in successful outcomes of treatment. A mammoth 2015 study of over 6,000 patients with advanced pulmonary tuberculosis concurred and concluded the effect of cyclopheron in such cases was likely due to both its direct immunoprotect corrective action and the improvement of the general state of the patients and their higher adherence to the treatment. I'll point out what it just said there, which is that the patients stuck with the cyclophyron, making it more effective. And this speaks to the general safety and effectiveness and tolerability of the medicine. Many tuberculosis drugs are very unpleasant, and patients have problems staying on them. This is where cyclophyrin stands out. 100 patients with manifest HPV infection received cyclophyrin in a 2010 trial, and it noted that it was well tolerated, is not painful, and increased the effectiveness of an immunophysiotherapy course of treatment to empower the immune system to suppress the nasty infection. While it's not a nootropic, a 2015 trial asserts that it can be used in combination with the drug Riambarin to treat recurrent depressive disorders. As far as usage and dosage, take the entire dose together once daily. No need to split up the doses. You can take it on an empty stomach with water about 30 minutes before a meal. And the specific dosage I've got in the article. Check it out below. Like I said, I would categorize this as a interferon hack because it actually does increase the production of interferons, which are a crucial immune system component. A 2012 clinical trial gave the drug to 35 healthy volunteers to evaluate its effect on interferon production. Quote, "It is established that cyclophyrin induces the production of early alpha IFN within 24 hours from the moment of drug introduction." Let's talk about potential prevention and treatment of COVID-19 and SARS. The most recent piece of scientific literature published was a 2019 Russian meta-analysis, which analyzed over 500 papers evaluating and comparing cyclophyrin with other upper respiratory tract infection treatments. The two takeaways from this meta-analysis were, it added 25% to absolute and relative usefulness of medical intervention and increased the chances of recovery from infection by 3.5 times. In early 2020, cyclophyrin's manufacturer, a Russian company called Polysan, donated a significant quantity of medicine to help fight the COVID-19 cases there in the Philippines. Moving towards my conclusion, I give cyclophyrin a B+ risk grade. Here's why. The most recent human study done with a safety evaluation of the drug, it found that just 2.5% of fever patients given it experienced negative side effects. And, quote, "all of them were mild and did not require discontinuation of the drug's use." In several clinical trials, it was administered to children, and with an absence of notable adverse side effects, it can be considered safe for children, at least according to the studies. As far as coronavirus biohacks go, this one is a pretty good value. A couple of the studies that I looked at on it specifically pointed out that it is modern, cost-effective medicine. Quote, "The study showed a high clinical and cost-effectiveness of cyclophyrin treatment compared to traditional methods that allows to recommend it for the provision of specialized medical care in the treatment of patients with infectious and complicated gunshot fractures. That's from the conclusion of a Russian study that was done actually in, I think, a battlefield hospital in Yemen. And so I hope certainly that you do not get COVID-19 or shot. But it's not just you. It's getting crazier out there. To paraphrase that great line from the 2019 film Joker, which so captured the zeitgeist of the current year, right? Things are getting a bit crazier out there. And considering cyclophyron's affordability, its general safety, its effectiveness, the amount of clinical research done on it, I think this is a broad-spectrum immune-boosting antiviral that deserves a place in the anti-fragile biohackers doomsday prepping war chest. I suggest that you pick it up and just keep it around. You know, it's one of these pharmaceuticals. It'll probably take 2 or 3 decades for it to expire. So it's one of those things that I'd like to have in my doomsday prepping war chest and just leave it there and hope I never get shot. Hope I never need it, right? So you can pick it up from Lufarma. They sell a package for about 15 euros that is 150 milligram tablets. And they do ship all around the world, and you'll want to order from them using Bitcoin, ideally, or Ethereum, one of the cryptocurrencies, because you don't really want to have a lot of bank records tying you to warehouses in Moscow. Anyways, let me know what you think of these sorts of biohacks, immune hacks that are a little bit outside of the mainstream. Let me know if you want me to do some of these translations and track down some of these sort of things out there on the internet and shed the light on them. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.